Broadcasting from First Assembly of God, this is First AG Podcast.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Well, before I get into word this morning, I read something that was pretty humorous. Every day of my life, I get me a good laugh, and I thought this was pretty humorous. This is what it says. It said a mother invited some people over for dinner one day, and at the table, she turned to her six-year-old daughter and said, "Would you say the blessing?" The little girl said to her mom, "I wouldn't know what to say." The mother said to the little girl, "Say what you hear your mommy say all the time." The daughter bowed her head and said, "Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people over here for dinner?" I thought that was pretty good. Amen. Every day of my life. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Let's look at the word of God here this morning. God's laid a message on my heart. It said, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And this is your word, and your word is real. Your word is alive. Your word is active. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Father, my prayer this morning that you would touch every individual in this house today. I pray that not one person would leave out of here defeated. I pray that you would encourage them and build them up in the things of God. I pray, God, if there's some here this morning that's not saved, they will not walk out of this church today without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Have your way this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at your neighbor this morning, the person next to you, and say this to him. Say, "Neighbor, the Bible says, honor your mother." Look at your other neighbor and say, "Neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said? The Bible says, honor your mother." Now turn around, look at the person behind you, and say, "Neighbor, did you really hear what that preacher said? The Bible says, honor your mother." How many thank God for the Bible? Come on, church. How many thank God for the Bible? Glory to God that we honor our mothers. And here this morning, there's twofold purpose that we give thanks first to God, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of human race, and the creator of motherhood. We give thanks for the beautiful plan that he has designed for mothers to perform a holy task in raising their children. Second, we're here to celebrate and to give thanks for mothers because they can be the future story of the magazine covered in an article, although you feel she could, but it simply tells her that we want to say thank you this morning. We want to thank you this morning for your devoted time. We want to thank you for all the things that you do for your kids. And we appreciate all the ladies today that are represented here. And I got good news for you today. The Mother's Day is a big day. Why? Because the word mother or mothers appears nearly 300 times in the Bible because God thought the role of a mother and it was so important. Over 300 times in the Bible. And this morning, I'm not going to quote 300 scriptures. Come on, church. Glory to God. But I do have a few that I want to quote to you this morning about mothers and what the Word of God says about mothers. First of all, there are three things that I want to consider this morning. Three things in this message this morning. I want to talk about the command. Number one, the command. It said, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land the Lord thy God giveth thee." Here are a few other scriptures that the word mentions mothers that appear. In Exodus 20, 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5, 16, honor thy father and mother, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In the New Testament, we find in Matthew 15, 4, "For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die to death." The Bible teaches us in Matthew 19:19, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The Bible teaches us in Mark 7:10, the Bible said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curseth father or mother, let him die to death. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 10:19, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. The Bible teaches us in Luke 18:20, thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 6:2, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. The Greek word in honor, it means to reverence, it means to prize or to value. And honor is giving respect and honoring your mother. How many know that we should honor our mother every day of our lives? We should honor our parents every day of our lives because God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. The Bible teaches us in Mark 7:6, and it's written, the people honored me with their lips, but in their heart is far from me. Honor your parents, honor your mother, and great things will happen for the glory of God. When I read about that in the Bible, it really touches my heart this morning that I can honor. My mother's gone on to be with the Lord, but I had a mother that stood on the word of God. I had a mother that prayed. I had a mother that was faithful to the house of God. I had a mother that taught me the things of God. She said, train a child up in the way he should go. When he's old, he would not depart from it. And when we train a child up and we teach him the word of God, God does great things in our lives. The Pharisees were obeying the letter of the law, but they added their own traditions that essentially overruled God's command. And while they honored their parents in word, their action proved that they are real motives. Honor is more than lip service. The word honor in this passage is an adverb, as such the man a right addition. My mother taught me to honor her. My mother taught me to talk things that are right. She taught me the things of God. And I appreciate that today. And I can say this morning, mothers, teach your kids the things of God. Fill them with the word of God. And watch God do great things for the glory of God. God is still moving. He's doing great things. He's pouring out his spirit. And he'll never fail us. He will not forsake us. He will bring us through by the power of God. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 18:2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Our purpose in life is to bring glory to God. Honor your mother. Glory to God will bring glory to God. And the Bible teaches us in Ephesians 6:10, honor thy father and mother, which is the first command with promise. Here are a few scriptures that I want to mention this morning that I think about honoring. Honor your parents, Ephesians 5:21. It says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband, unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, the church is subject unto Christ, and so let wives and their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. How many know it's not easy sometimes when a mother has a child that's going through something? When you have a kid that's really been going through something that's not easy, sometimes we understand what it is when the scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I got good news for you this morning, church. If you have a kid that's doing his own thing, I believe that God is going to turn that thing around for the glory of God. I believe that they're coming back in because God is married to the backslider. The Bible teaches us in John 10:10, the Bible teaches us that a thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said these words, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundant. Husbands, love your wives. Build them up in the things of God. And I remember my little grandson Moses and Josh. I love them to death. But I remember my grandson Moses. He's in college now at Sacred Heart. Josh is playing baseball. But when Moses was small, he wanted to see some cartoons one day as he was in the house in my home. And I was watching the basketball game. How many know I love basketball? So he asked me, he said, "Granddaddy, can I watch cartoons?" And I looked at him and I said, "Well, I'm watching the game." So he went and asked his grandmother, Phyllis, he said, "Who's the boss in this house?" And the grandmother told him, said, "Granddaddy is, but tell him that grandma said, let you see the cartoons." So he came in and said, "Granddaddy, turn to the cartoons." I turned to the cartoons. I mean, he said, "Grandmama must be the boss in this house." Glory to God. I never will forget that. Shortly after that, little Josh said the same thing. I appreciate those two grandkids, but I've instilled in them the word of God. I've instilled in them to honor their mother, honor their father, that their days may be long upon the earth. Glory to God. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 31:28, her children arise and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. This is a command that we honor our parents and we will see great things. How many believe this morning that you should honor your mother? One, two. If you don't have your hand up, I'm coming to get you. One, two. Okay, Karen. All right. Glory to God. Honor your parents and you will see great things happen for the glory of God. And as you honor them, because it's scripture. I love the Bible. It says, honor their father and their mother, that their days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. My first thing, command, honor your mother and your father. The second thing I want to talk to you this morning, I want to talk to you about the consequences from not obeying your parents. The consequences for not honoring and obeying your mother and parents. What happens when a child is disobedient? Back in the day, who can remember these days here? My mother was a big fan of King Solomon. She said this all the time in Proverbs 22, verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Come on, church. My mother was a fan of the Bible. She understood what it was, the Bible, and she stood on the Bible. Train a child up in the go, and the world is full of those that disrespect, those that dishonor, those that disobey God's word. And the Bible teaches us in Proverbs 30, verse 11 through 14, in the Amplified Bible. It said, there's a class of people who cuss their father and do not bless their mothers. Verse 12, there's a class of people who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not washed from their own filth. There's a class of people, oh, how lofty their eyes and their eyelids. There's a class of people whose teeth are sword and whose fangs are knives, and devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among them. When I think about the consequences of not obeying the parents, I made some terrible mistakes. I remember when I was playing basketball in school and growing up as a kid right there in a little small town in West Virginia. I remember when I got up to about 16 years old, I wanted to do my own thing. I became very disobedient. And I didn't know being disobedient was going to lead me to a road of destruction. I didn't know it was going to lead me to a world of sin. I didn't know that I would end up on drugs and alcohol and my life was messed up. But I didn't know the consequences that would cause me by being disobedient and the consequences of that. Let me say today, church, choose this day whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There's consequences when we do not obey our parents. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, that's tight, but it's sure enough right." Come on now, you got to look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said? It's tight, but it's right." How many believe that? If you believe that, give God some praise right now. Come on, church, believe God right now by the power of God. Glory to God. Consequences from doing the wrong thing. Mothers and parents try too hard to train up their child in the way they should go. because the world is constantly trying to offer them death and destruction. Mothers are constantly rebuking and binding up the evil forces of this world. Mothers are always warning their children about what will happen that's taking place in a dark world. And when I think about the word of God, sometimes we have the tendency to think as parents, glory to God, the kids would think that they don't know what they're talking about. How many of those mothers know what they're talking about? Come on, church. How many of those mothers will teach you and they will guide you, they will lead you. And the Bible teaches us, glory to God. That's all right. Give God some praise. It's all right. Put your hands together and give Jesus some praise. Glory to God. My mother had a famous saying. She understood what it was. She said, Gerald, I'll take you out of here in 9 months. I have another one look just like you in 9 months. How many know she knew what she was talking about? She understood what it was, and I understood because I had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Children can obey their parents and live in a lifestyle which is contrary to the things of God, like disobedience, stubbornness, rebellious, drunkenness, drugs, partying, world pleasures, with no regard for what is right. But the Bible teaches us in 1 John 2:15 and 16, one of my scriptures that I learned many years ago, and it said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So we have to love God and not love the world. Parents today, stand on the word of God. 1 Peter says this in 1 Peter 1:13 and 14. Wherefore, gird up the loin of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end of the grace that's been brought unto you and the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fasten yourself according to the former lust of your ignorance. The literary means prepare your mind for action. It takes action. Set your hope. Fully understand the grace of God. One thing that I've learned to do is to be obedient. And when you're obedient, God will do great things. The consequences of not obeying your parents or your mothers. The Father teaches us in Proverbs 10:1, the proverb of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but the foolish son is the heaviness of the father. Proverbs 11:25, a foolish son is the grief of his father and bitterness to her that bear him. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 29, verse 15, the rod and the reproof gives wisdom, but a child left to herself brings her mother to shame. Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that also shall he reap. You sow to the flesh, you shall reap corruption. But if you sow to the spirit, you'll reap everlasting life. We cannot see it enough that God will stop loving us. That's where the mother gets her love. I was looking at a basketball game, and I was looking at the most valuable player. And the most valuable player was Durant. And they gave Durant a trophy for being the most valuable player. And they put him on TV. And this is what Durant said. It really brought tears to my eyes. Durant said this about his mother. He grew up over in Maryland, Oxon Hill area. And he said this about his mother, single mother that raised him up. And he said this. He was really crying and he was weeping. And on TV, he gave honor to his players and all those that were around him that made him successful. But he said this. He said, I want to give my mother praise. He said, my mother fed me when she didn't have food. He said, my mother, when she didn't have money, she put clothes on my back. My mother loved me with an everlasting love. Let me tell you, church, mothers will love their kids to the end. Keep loving your kids. Keep building them up in the things of God. And God will do great things for the glory of God. I remember my mother, she would always cook and always have wonderful meals. And she would, by time for her to eat, I would always eat mine and then I wanted some of her. Come on, Gerald. She would always say, Gerald, go ahead. You can have some. But she would always give her last to make sure that we were taken care of. Let me say this today, church. Those that have mothers today, Build them up in the things of God. Be thankful for your mother and watch God do great things for the glory of God. One day we're going to stand before God. And while we're on this earth, love your mother, encourage them, and build them up in the things of God. There's a consequence when we don't serve God. There's consequences when we don't serve God. The Bible teaches us in Romans 5:20, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Mothers pray fervent prayers. Mothers stand on the word of God. And the Bible teaches us in Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Bible teaches us, when I think about forgiveness and I think about the consequences, I think about a few of my scriptures today. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We've all messed up. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Today, God loves you with an everlasting love. No matter what you've done today, you can get back with God. The Bible teaches us one of my favorite scriptures in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mothers, keep loving your family. Keep loving your kids. Be respectable. Kids, be respectable and keep watching God do great things, because God will do great and mighty things. How many believe God still answers prayer? 1, 2, 3. Come on, if you don't have your hand up, I'm coming to get you. How many believe God still answers prayer? How many believe he still answers prayer? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says this. The Bible says this. If my people which are called by 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, he promised that he'll forgive our sins and he would heal our land. So when I think about the word of God and praying, so many times we pray, and how many know sometimes the kids seem like the more you pray, look like the hard things get. Anybody ever been praying and every time you pray and all of a sudden look like things get worse? But how many know before it gets any worse, God is going to turn that thing around for the glory of God? If you believe it, give God some praise right now. Come on, church. God's going to turn it around. Come on, let's give God some praise in this house. Come on, God's going to turn it around for the glory of God, because he still answers prayer. We talked about the command. We talked about the consequences of not obeying. Now I want to talk about the blessings for obeying. The blessings. Honor their father and their mother, that their days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. God promised a good life for those, and by faith, honor their mothers and their fathers, and you will experience the blessings of God. My mother-in-law, I love Miss Josephine so much, and I appreciate her. I love my wife, but I love, you often hear me say this, I think about the blessings of God. Phyllis got up the other morning, fixed some cube steak. Come on, church, tell me to know that's my favorite. And so my mother-in-law was coming in town, and the guy that brought her up, I told Phyllis, I said, Phyllis, when Tim comes, and my mother-in-law, they like cube steak. And she said, Gerald, you the one like cube steak. I said, I'm the one that's getting the blessings, because I know God said no good thing he will fold from those that walk upright before him. And if I trust God, he'll bless me going in. He'll bless me coming out. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to the own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. I said, the Bible says that David said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This cube steak is going to be some kind of good. Over to God. I got good news for your church. How many know sometimes you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that God's blessing is on your life? How many thank God that God's blessing is on your life? Come on, church, give God some praise. Come on, the blessings of God is on your life, it's on your family, and God will bring you through when you obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The Bible teaches us there are plenty of scriptures that talks about the blessings of God. The Bible teaches us in Deuteronomy 5:33, you shall walk in all the ways which the Lord thy God has commanded you, and that you may live, and that you may be well with you, and that you may prolong the days in the land which you shall possess. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 3:1-2, my son, forget not thy law, but let thy heart keep thy commandments, for length of days and long of life and peace shall thou add to thee. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 9:10-11, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 10:25, the fear of the Lord prolongeth day, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 91:16, for with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let me say this on this Mother's Day, the blessings of God shall overtake you. The Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Obedience is the key to inherit the blessings of God on your life. When you're obedient to God, the blessings of God will overflow, will take you higher than we can go. The Bible teaches us in Isaiah 40:29, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. For the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Sometimes you got to wait on God. Sometimes you got to stand still and know that he is God. The Bible teaches us when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the living God will raise up a standard. The Bible teaches us that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells within you. And he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, because God has a purpose and a plan for your life. I got good news for you. On this day, let's honor mothers. Let's encourage them. Let's build them up in the things of God. Let's live the true Christian life. Have children learn from you. The kids are watching you all the time. Your action, your attitude, they're watching you all the time. Lead your children to a personal relationship with God. As soon as that child becomes able and at an age where they can understand, tell that child about God. Tell them about the plan of salvation. Let them know that we must be born again. Teach your children the word of God, which is the truth. The more they know about Jesus, the more obedient they will be, and they will want to travel this road and have the blessings of God over their lives. There's so many things that will try to distract you. There's so many things that the enemy will try to say. He'll try to say you're not a good mother. He'll try to make you feel like because your kid went astray that you were not a good mother. Let me say this today, church. You love God with all your heart. God loves you. You are a good mother, and God is on your side, and God will fight your battle, and the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Let me see you give God some praise right now. Come on, church. Come on. God is on our side. Glory to God. Glory to God. Honor your mother. I don't know about you, church, but that's a command. When he said, honor your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon the earth. How many want to live a long time? 1, 2, 3. How many want to live to be 120? 1, 2, 3. How many want to live to be 150? How many mothers want to live long enough to have 10 kids? I heard somebody say, no, Brother Mahan, no. No, no. Stephanie over there shaking her head. Stephanie said, no, no. But let me say this, church. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And as we honor God, as we stand on the word of God, God will do great things. Honor your mother on this day. Build them up, lift them up, encourage them in the things of God, and God will do great things. The command, the consequences, and the blessings if we honor our mother. I don't know about you today, but when I was a kid, I did some bad things, but I got saved 25 years ago. When I got saved 25 years ago, I started to encourage my mother, and I told her, I said, Mom, I made some terrible mistakes, but I want you to know I love you. She said, Gerald, I never stopped loving you. I knew God was going to change your life. I knew God was going to turn it around for the glory of God. And I stand here this morning, 25 years later, because I had a praying mother that stood on the word of God. I had a mother that was faithful to the house of God. I had a mother that would endure. I had a mother that didn't give up. Come on, church, somebody ought to give God some praise right now. Come on, church, thank God for mothers. Come on, give God some praise right now. Thank God for mothers.
If you'd like to learn more about living a life in Jesus Christ or would like prayer, please contact our church office at area code 703-548-0339.